Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on July 24, 2015. This class focuses on deep fascial stretching and release. Things you may want for this class to support your practice are a block and a blanket. And then we're going to go through a little joint check in our body. So starting at the top of your head. Now these joints are fused now in your skull, but they didn't start out that way. So you're just going to start by saying hello to the crown of your head and all of the bones of your skull. And what I mean by saying hello is you're bringing your attention to that area of your body. And as you practice this, your body will get really good at almost energizing that part of the body or even bringing some sensation that you didn't necessarily notice before. So just inviting your attention to your head, crown of your head. Noticing what sensations arise for you there. And then next, bringing your sensation to your next joint, your jaw. And that tends to be one that sometimes gets pretty tight for people. So just saying hello to where your jaw connects into your skull. And if you need to move your mouth around and kind of feel your jaw, you can. And you're inviting your awareness, inviting your energy to say hello to that part of your body. And then next, moving to where your skull meets the very top vertebrae of your neck. So bringing your awareness into the back of the neck there, just saying hello, that axis where all of your head is resting. And then you're going to go down vertebrae by vertebrae, saying hello to each of your neck vertebrae. So you're just kind of going along, and it doesn't matter if you exactly can count each of them, but you're just going down the neck until you get all the way to the shoulders, inviting sensation into that area, noticing if there's any shifts, any changes in the way you can feel your neck. Do you say hello to it? And then when you get down to your shoulders and the base of your neck, you're going to shift your gaze, your internal gaze, off to your right shoulder and say hello to that right shoulder. The back of it, the front of it. And if you need to wiggle it to really feel it, you can. And then you're going to say hello to your right elbow, so bringing your awareness there. And then all the way down to your right wrist, bringing your awareness to the wrist. And then to the bones and the little joints in between the bones of your hand. So the joints of your thumb and each of your fingers. And then you're going to move up and over to the left side. So doing the same thing, saying hello to your left shoulder. And saying hello to your left elbow. Saying hello to your left wrist. And if you need to move any of these joints to feel it, you can. Saying hello to your thumb joints, and then your fingers. And as we do this, it gets you really anchored, your consciousness, into your joints of the upper body. So you should feel a little bit more present in your body. We're just going to continue that along the spine now. So you're going to go back to where the base of the neck is and where it starts with the thoracic spine, the upper back. And almost like you have an x-ray of your spine, you're just looking at the vertebrae and you're saying hello to your vertebrae. One at a time, going down. And you might notice some areas that are easy to be able to really key into where it is in your body, and some other areas where you're like, wait, where are you? And you don't need to judge that or worry about it. Just notice that there's a difference as you continue to move down your upper back, so you get to your mid back, down into the lower part of your back, so now getting into the lumbar spine. Good. And it's great that you have to adjust and move, or you notice like, oh, maybe I'm not feeling so comfortable now that I'm aware of what's going on in the spine. That's perfectly okay. Let yourself move. Let yourself shift around. Bring your awareness all the way down to where your low back meets your pelvis. And then you have another set of joints in the pelvis. They're your SI joints, or your sacroiliac joints. And they tend to be much more stuck than our other joints that are really mobile. They're supposed to be a little bit more stable there, but just saying hello to them, because sometimes they get out of balance. And that's just kind of where your tailbone area is. And then I want you to move around to notice the front of your pelvis. Your pubic bone is actually two bones that come together with a little joint there, right in the center. So just saying hello there as well. And then moving to your right hip socket, saying hello to your right hip socket, bringing some energy there, some awareness there. And then moving down to your right knee, really say hello to that knee. Knees tend to be a little bit fickle, so they need lots of love. Moving down to your right ankle, noticing your right ankle, inviting sensation into your right ankle. And then to all of the bones in your right foot, the joints of your toes. Good. And then moving to the left side. I know it's hard to concentrate for this long and really say hello to all these body parts. So moving to that left hip socket, inviting some energy there, letting it awaken a little bit. Saying hello to that left knee, really sending some loving energy there as well. And then into your left ankle, and then your foot bones and all the little joints in the feet and the toes. Great job. Take a big breath in and sigh it out. Let's do that two more times. Big inhale and exhale. And one more time, even bigger breath in. And let it go. We're going to move right away onto our hands and knees to do some cat-cow motions. So you can unwind your legs. If you were sitting on any props, just move that out of the way. If you need a blanket underneath your knees and you don't have one, let me know and I can grab one for you. Otherwise, just setting yourself up. Making sure that you're spreading your fingers really wide apart from one another and the palms are really nice and flat. No air underneath the palms. Take an inhale and drop the belly down. Open up through your heart. Open up through your neck. On your exhale, push your hands down into the floor as you round your spine, tucking your chin toward your belly button. Do that two more times. Nice inhale, arch through your spine, open up through your collarbones, draw your shoulders back. Exhale, round through your spine, tucking the chin in. One more time, inhale, finding an arch through the spine, open up through the shoulders and the neck. One last time, rounding through the spine. See how much you can press into the floor. Really press the ribs up. Bring yourself back to a neutral spine. And then we're going to do some rib cage circles. So there's no set way to breathe when you're doing these rib cage circles. So you can play around with your breath, but try to do one breath cycle for one circle. So you're going to move your ribs off to the right, get a little side body stretch, then take it through your cat pose, rounding the spine, take it off to the left, and then taking it through your cow pose, arching the spine. So do that two more times, working it around, making sure that you're breathing. And once you've done it three times, going that direction, switch and go the other way. Nice slow breaths. Try to do a full cycle of breath for one circle. And this is your opportunity to stretch into parts of your rib cage, parts of your shoulders and your hips that maybe you don't always give attention to. Once you've done a three in each direction, bring your spine back to neutral. So neutral means the belly is drawing in a little bit. The crown of head is reaching forward and you're looking straight down. Just hold that for a moment. Big breath in. Feeling what that neutral spine is. Exhale. Take another breath in. And breathe it out. Stretching through the back of the right calf now. So pour your weight into your left knee and extend your right leg back behind you. Toes are curled under here and it's on the floor. Then you can lower down to your forearms. Let your arms relax a little bit, hands relax a little bit. On your inhale, you're going to come slightly forward so your shoulders are just right over your elbows. And then on your exhale, you're going to use the power of your upper body to push back and stretch through that right calf, reaching the heel back. Let's do that two more times. Inhale, come a little bit forward. And exhale, stretch it back. Again, inhale, coming forward. Exhale, stretching it back. One last time, inhale forward, exhale, stretching that back, bring yourself forward and then float your right leg up behind you. Once it's up behind you, you're going to swing it off to the left, so it's outside of your mat to the left and then you touch your toes back down. So if I show from this angle as well. Then once you have the foot back on the ground or the toes back on the ground, you can walk your elbows out nice and wide and then let your head hang or rest on the floor. And you're giving yourself a stretch through that left hip. So the more you let your right leg relax down, even though the leg will still be a little bit straight, but you're letting it relax down, letting that hip get heavy, the deeper opening you're going to get through the outside of your left hip. Working all of those muscles that work so hard to control our walking. Sometimes they need that little extra hello to release. Then you can fire up your breath. Nice big full inhales. And as you inhale, if you think of it going down into the belly, it'll start to work on the muscles in the pelvis and help it release even more. Find your final breath in here. Letting that go. To come out, first float your head off of the floor and then walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders if they happen to be out a little bit wider. Then you can just take your right knee down to meet your left. Come back up onto your hands and then three more cat-cow. Adjust your legs as you need to. You can start these on your own. Your inhale is when you arch. Your exhale is when you round, and feel free to go at the pace that feels the best for your breath right now. Working on your final one in each direction. And now moving to our second side with our calf stretch. So find a neutral spine and then lower down to your elbows, making sure your elbows are underneath your shoulders. Extend your left leg back behind you. The toes are curled under here. On your inhale, you let yourself float a tiny bit forward. And then exhale, really push back into your left leg, reach your heel back. Two more times. Inhale, bring it forward. And exhale, reach it back. One more time. Inhale, forward. Exhale, reach it back. Good. Inhale, come back to neutral. Float your left leg off of the mat, wing it off to the right so it's outside of your mat. And then once you have that leg extended, start to walk your elbows out a little bit, let your head melt down. Find a place that feels the most comfortable for your upper body. We want the whole body to be hanging off of the stack of that right hip. So that right hip is opening, the left hip is lowering down, releasing, the belly is relaxing, the heart is relaxing, the head is relaxing. Invite your breath to come into your belly a little bit more. Your inhales help to expand and press into all the muscles of the pelvis. Your exhales let your body melt more, release more, soften. One last breath in here. Breathing that out. To bring yourself out, inhale and lift your head. Adjust your arms so that they're supporting you underneath your shoulders, and then taking your knees back down. Come up onto your hands and knees, and then we're doing three more cat-cow. You can start it on your own. Inhale is your arch. Exhale is rounding through your spine. You can maybe even close your eyes this time. So you're really feeling it in your body, not worrying about anyone else in the room. One last one in each direction. And then child's pose or puppy dog pose is next. So bringing your spine back to neutral. Child's pose, walk your knees out a little bit wider than your hips, letting your hips come back over your heels, letting your head melt down. Or you can be up a little bit higher. If you're up higher, then you want to keep your knees underneath your hips, and then you can just lower down onto your forearms and let your head rest on the ground. And you can play around with what feels good for you in your body. As you're in this place, start to bring your awareness to your low back. Invite your breath into the low rib space and where your kidneys are. Just say hello to your kidneys. All of the work that they do to filter everything that you no longer need out of your body. And snugged up right next to your kidneys are your adrenal glands, which handle the stress in your body, release hormones when you need to handle any sort of adversity or excitement or overwhelm. Take one more inhale into the low back. Let that go. We're gonna come up into downward dog next. So on your inhale, start to lift your head, bring yourself back onto your hands and your knees. Setting your hands up to support your body weight. So spreading your fingers out nice and wide, palms really flat, and maybe even lift each of the heels of your hands up and then set it back down. So you get a nice stretch through the palms. Elbows stay straight. Curl your toes under, push into your arms strongly, lift your hips, and then melt your heels towards the floor. Since this is our first time in Downward Dog, take a moment, excuse me, to bend your knees a lot. And then think of extending through your upper body joints. So extend through your wrists, through your elbows, through your shoulders. Once you get to your neck, shake out your head a little bit, letting it release. Then think of your spine getting long. So vertebrae by vertebrae, it's extending up and back towards the back of the room. Maybe lift your heels a little bit. Lift your sit bones a little higher. Take a big breath in. On your exhale, start to melt your heels all the way down towards the floor. Give it a nice stretch. One more breath in where you are. You're still extending through your joints. Nice and powerful. Exhale, invite your heels to release a little more. Inhale, come back down to the hands and the knees, and then we're going to come to seated. So you can walk your knees forward towards your wrists and either cross at the ankles and roll over the ankles or take the heels off to the side and roll over. Once you're there, extend your legs out in front of you. We're going to come into staff pose. So staff pose means that we're creating a 90-degree angle with the body and the feet will be nice and flexed. If sitting in this angle, trying to find that 90 degrees is really, really hard on your low back, you can always roll up the back of your mat a little bit. And we'll be coming into this pose a couple of times, hanging out here for a little while. So if you need it, you can roll up the back of your mat, have your sit bones a little higher, and that'll tip your pubic bone forward and make it a little easier to sit up nice and tall. So now either hands on thighs, or if you want to make it a little bit more powerful, you can have your hands down by your hips, pressing the arms down. Or if the hands are on the thighs, just think of drawing the shoulders down. Flex the feet a lot, and you're squeezing through the front of the thighs and the fronts of the shins, sitting up tall. Take a big breath in. Breathe it out. Two more breaths. This is work here. You're being active, super strong through your legs. Think of taking the fronts of your armpits and lifting them up towards the ceiling a little bit more for three. Keep breathing. Two and one. Now you get to relax. Point your toes, let your knees bend, then pull your heart forward, pull your belly forward, and then round over your legs, letting your head drop down. Big inhale and exhale. Now I want you to make sure you have your knees bent here so that you're not working on stretching the backs of the legs. You're working on letting the spine release. Good. Maybe a little stretch through the tops of the feet. One more breath in. And breathe that out. Rolling yourself up with your next inhale. Now you can start to straighten the legs back out, coming back into your staff pose. So flexing the feet, either hands on the thighs or on the floor, nice and strong through the legs. You're being so powerful through your legs. Big breath in. Armpits float up a little bit. Exhale. Two more breaths. Fire up the breath, even more stronger breath in. And then on your exhale, point your toes, bend your knees, pull your ribs forward, and then melt over your legs. Let your head drop down. Breathing into your back body now. Good. And if you notice that you still feel like you have a pull in your legs, you can let your knees bend even more. Make it easier for yourself. Nice inhale. Yeah, good. Good adjustments. Another breath in. Breathing it out. Coming back into staff pose one last time. Roll up. Extend the legs out to straight. Flex your feet, hands by your sides or on your thighs. Sitting up nice and tall. Your belly's drawing in. You're lifting up through your rib cage. The back of your neck is getting longer, reaching up. Big inhale. Keep pulling the toes back towards the knees for three, two, and one. Point your toes. Bend your knees a lot. pull your ribs forward. You could do a little shake if you need to let that back release, and then round it down, release. Inhale. And exhale. Another breath in. Breathing it out. One last breath. Letting it go. Slowly roll yourself all the way back up. We're working a little bit more on these forward folds. Now you get to have your toes extended out to straight. On your inhale, take your arms up. Now with this inhale, you're gonna try to reach your shoulders up by your ears. So you're really extending. Then on your exhalation, round through your upper back. So you're looking down at your belly button, and you wanna have your arms so they're parallel to the floor. They're not reaching down towards the toes. Take a big breath in. Really extend through your toes, and then exhale, reach forward towards the front mirror, not towards your toes, towards the front mirror. Keep reaching, 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 a little further, reach. Exhale, release your hands all the way down to the floor. It'll be a nice deep stretch, and then slowly roll yourself all the way back up. We're gonna do it two more times. Make sure to follow the breath cues. Inhale. Exhale, round through the upper back. Hold for your inhale, expand your shoulder blades. Exhale, reach forward, let all the air out of the lungs. Keep reaching, 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 reaching until all the breath is out. Then release your hands down. Inhale, come all the way back up. This is a fascial stretch, so you might feel a little bit of burning. Big breath in, shoulders up. Exhale, round through the upper back. Hold there, inhale. Exhale, reach it forward, keep reaching, let all the air out of the lungs, every last little bit of air, and then hands down. Inhale, roll yourself all the way back up. Hang out in your staff pose again with your toes pointed, maybe close your eyes for a moment. Inhale. Just let your body receive this information from that deep stretch. Breathe it out. Another breath in. And let it go. Final breath, even bigger inhale. Release. Good. You can open your eyes. If you have your mat rolled up underneath you, you can go ahead and move that out. And then we're going to go into some reverse tabletop positions. So you can choose your hand variation. The most gentle hand variation is going to be to have the fingers pointing out, but you can also have the hands turned back or the hands turned in. It'll just give you a different forearm and shoulder stretch, but most gentle is hands turned out. So maybe try that one first, and then you can play with it after that. Bend the knees, have the feet hip distance apart. On your inhale, you're going to puff up your chest, straighten your arms. On your exhale, lift your hips up. As you lift your hips up, look down towards your belly button and tuck the pelvis under. On your inhale, lower the hips back down, and you create a little bit of an arch again, just like you started. You can look up towards the ceiling. Exhale, press the pelvis up and look down at the belly button. Make sure the knees are not winging out. They're staying hip distance apart. One more time. Inhale, hips drop. Lift through the heart, and exhale, press the pelvis up for 3, 2, and 1. Release it all the way down. Extend your left leg out in front of you. Draw your right heel in towards your pelvis. Here's another position. Because we want to try to sit up nice and tall, if that's at all difficult, you can sit yourself up on a block where you can roll your mat back up. We're gonna start by twisting towards the bent knee. So that'll be towards, your right. We're gonna add in a little arm stretch for that. So first inhale and take your right arm out to the side, point your thumb down, and then swing your arm behind your back. You wanna make sure that your shoulder is in a comfortable position. So if it didn't feel quite right, you can adjust it and set it back. Then big breath in, draw your belly in. On your exhale, start to twist to your right, and you're gonna reach your left hand and hook onto the top of your knee. And if you have to lift your leg a little bit to be able to hold your knee, that's just fine. Then make sure you have weight on both of your sit bones. This is a little bit of a back bend, so think of arching up through your chest. And then exhale, squeeze the belly in, little gentle twist to your right. Another inhale, sit up nice and tall. And exhale, a little bit more twist. Beautiful. Inhale, nice and tall. Exhale, belly squeezes in. You twist a little bit more. Draw your head back over your sit bones. Let your neck start to turn. Let your head start to turn to look back behind you for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly unwind. Take a big breath in. As you breathe in and unwind, nice and slow, reach your right arm out to the side, and you're reaching it out of the shoulder socket and all the way up. Turn your palm so it's facing towards the blue wall. Take your left hand out to the side. Now we're going to reach diagonally to the outside of your straight leg. So your left leg, you want to have it flexed and nice and strong. On your exhale, start to reach out past your leg until your hand can touch the ground, and then drop your head down, rounding through the spine. Hold here for your inhale and for your exhalation. On your inhale, you're going to come up by lifting your hand first. So float your arm off of the ground, and then from the power of your back contracting, you'll come all the way back up nice and tall. We're going to do it 2 more times. Exhale, you reach diagonally outside of your leg. Reach, 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 reach. And then the hand comes down. The head drops down. Hold for your breath in and out. Coming back up, float first, contract the back of the shoulder, floating the arm up. Then the rest of the spine comes up. How tall can you reach? Reach even more out of the shoulder socket. And then find that extension forward. You're reaching, 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 reaching as far as you can. Then take your hand down. Then take your head down. Shake out your head a little bit. Now we're going to roll up. So letting your hands stay on the floor. Slowly start to roll yourself all the way up. Slide your right hand along the outside of your left leg. Once you get to your knee, you're going to lift your knee up and bend the foot. Good. From there, switching your hand. Now right hand just holds on to the front of the knee. Take your left hand back behind you. Lean back. So this is, we're going to take a twist to the left, but you want to have your spine at a diagonal. So instead of being upright like before, taking it back. So find that diagonal and then make sure that the head is back at that diagonal as well. Big breath in. On your exhale, gentle little belly twist. Another inhale, you're reaching your head diagonally back. And exhale, little twist. Good. So keep working on that twist, but I want you to pay attention to your neck. For some of you, your guys' chins are dropping down. For some of you, your chin is lifting up. So think of the back of your neck having to extend back. Back of the neck has to extend back. And then twist. Good. Much better. For 3, 2, and 1. Slowly unwind your twist to look back forward. Use your right arm to lift you up. Interlace your hands and hold it onto your left knee. And just hang out here. Close your eyes for a moment. Let your body receive this information. A lot of powerful twisting in the spine, a lot of belly strength. One more inhale. And exhalation. Another inhale. Breathe it out. On your next inhale, let your eyes softly open, soft gaze. Exhale. Okay, so now we're going to work a little bit more on our twist, but lifting up through the left leg. So you can take your left fingertips behind you just to kind of prop yourself up. You're going to flex your left foot. Your right hand's going to slide along the outside of your shin and then grab onto your foot. Okay? And if you need to adjust a little bit to figure out how you can get that action of holding on, then from there, you're going to lift your leg up. Good. Big breath in And breathe it out. Good. Now think of getting the spine a little bit taller. Inhale. And exhale. You got it. You're doing great. So now you're going to start to look towards the blue wall. Big breath in, nice and tall. Exhale, start to twist your spine just a little bit. So you're looking towards the blue wall, towards the blue wall. Good. Inhale. And exhale. Depending on how bendy you want to feel today, you can start to straighten your leg. You don't have to. It's just an option. For 3, 2, and 1. Bend your knee again. Look back forward. And then you're going to cross your ankle to the outside of your right leg. And then you can just let yourself sit up nice and tall. And if for any reason that feels too intense in your hip, you can always have the foot in front of the knee if you need to. Otherwise, just having it crossed. And then I'll mirror you guys so that you look the same. So letting your hands rest on top of your knee. Close your eyes. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One final breath in. Breathing it out. Now, open your eyes. You have the option to just hang out here for a few more breaths the way that you are, or you can start to find a little bit of a lean forward. If you're doing the lean forward, make sure that you feel supported. So you can either have your hands rest on your knee like they are, or you can have your hands on the floor in front of you or by your sides. If you're feeling like you can really melt forward, you can take the head all the way down, or you can just let the head drop just a little bit. If the bottom leg gets too intense, you can always extend it out if you want to just have the stretch through the top leg. Big inhale. And exhalation.
Another breath in.
Breathing it out. One final breath. Letting that go. On your inhale, slowly start to bring yourself back up nice and tall. Let your hands rest on top of your knee again. You can close your eyes for a moment. Inhale. And exhale. Let your eyes open on your breath in. Take your right hand off to the side of your mat, rock onto your right hip, and then very slowly you're going to slide your left leg all the way around and back behind you. Now, depending on how much flexibility you have for your through your hip socket, you may be able to get your knee to point straight down. If you feel like it's really intense to get into that position, you can also use your block and put it underneath your right hip to lift yourself up a little bit higher. Then walking your hands forward, and we're going to find some extension out through the spine. So the goal is to have the left leg back behind you as much as you can, and then draw your belly up and in. So you want to have the hands on the ground to support. The belly draws up and in, and then you're reaching the crown of your head straight forward towards the mirror. Breathe in and breathe out. Draw the belly up and in a little bit more, and then extend the crown of head forward for 3, 2, and 1. Now you can start to release yourself down. So you can either walk your hands a little bit further forward and just let the head drop. You can lower down to your forearms and let your head drop. If your back leg gets too intense, you can always bend your knee and let it release that way if you need to. Big inhale. Exhalation. One more breath in. Breathing it out. Final inhale here.
Letting that go. You're going to come back to your extended spine, half pigeon. So on your inhale,
start to lift back up onto your hands and take your hands underneath your shoulders. Draw your belly up and in. You're trying to draw the belly up and in so that you're stretching through the front of that left hip flexor. So you can kind of adjust as you need to. Rock the hip back and forth if you'd like. Crown of head reaches forward. For 3, 2, And one. So now push into your hands so much that your hips can lift up. And then you're going to take your right leg back. Come into puppy dog pose or child's pose. You choose. So puppy dog pose, hips are over the knees, letting the head drop down. Or if you want to go all the way back into child's pose, taking the hips over the heels and letting the head drop down. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Even bigger breath into your spine. Really expand. And then let that out nice and slow. Coming into downward dog. When you're ready, inhale up onto the hands and the knees. Adjust your palms so that they're flat, hands shoulder distance apart. Curl your toes under, lift your hips, stretch it back, shake out your head. We're going to add in a little three-legged downward dog, so make sure your palms are nice and flat, elbows are straight. Start to pour your weight into your right leg and then float your left leg up towards the ceiling. See how high it'll float up for you. Point your left toes. Try to lift your left hip up even more. Yep, open it up for 3, 2, and 1. Take it back down. Come back down to your knees. We're going to come back to seated. So walking your knees forward. You could take your heels off to the side and take it back or roll over the ankles, whatever feels the most comfortable for making that transition. Once you're there, make sure and wiggle back and forth on your sit bones, pointing your toes. On your inhale, take your arms up. We've done this one before. On your exhale, round through your upper back. See how much you can stretch the upper back. Big breath in. Exhale, reach it forward. Reach, 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 reach. How far can you reach? And then hands down. Inhale, slowly roll it up. Arms all the way back up. 2 more times. Big inhale. Shoulders by the ears. Exhale. Round through the upper back. Big breath in. Point the toes strongly. Exhale. Reach it forward. Breathe out completely. All the air out of the lungs. And hands down. Inhale. Take it all the way up. I know it's a little intense. Just 1 more time. Big breath in. Exhale. Round through the upper back. Inhale, exhale, reach, 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 keep reaching forward. Can you reach even further, and hands down. Slowly take it all the way back up. Walk your hands back behind you. You have the option to either do your reverse tabletop position with the knees bent, or this time you can do reverse plank, and that would be to extend the legs out. So you decide what you think will feel best for you. Arms straight, palms nice and flat. Big breath in. Exhale, press your hips up. Inhale, lower it back down. Make any adjustments that you need to. If it was too intense, bend your knees. If it wasn't hard enough, make the legs straight. Big inhale. Exhale, press the hips up. 1 more time. Inhale, hips down. Last time. Exhale, press it up. And hold for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly release the hips back down. Extend your right leg out in front of you. Bend your left knee. So now we get to do this whole sequence on the other side. Do you guys remember it? It was kind of long, right? Okay, so we're starting out with our twist towards our bent leg. So on your inhale, take your left arm out. Flip your thumb down and then swing the arm behind the back. And it's just wherever it feels comfortable for you. So if you need to wiggle it around, you can. Take a big breath in. On your exhale, you're twisting towards the blue wall and taking your right hand to hook around your knee. Good. Inhale, sit up nice and tall. And exhale. No, you were right, Pauline. Switch to the other side. So other leg bent. Yep, there you go. Good. Inhale, nice and tall. And exhale, finding a little bit of a twist. You want to think of doing an upper body back bend here. So you're really lifting your heart up towards the ceiling And then exhale, belly squeezes in as you twist. You can start to turn your head to look over your shoulder for 3, 2, and 1. Unwind your twist. Once your twist is unwound and you're looking back forward, slowly release your left arm. Stretch it out of the shoulder socket all the way up. Square off your hips a little bit. So if you need to scoot your right hip back, you can. Right hand comes to the outside of the hip. And then on your exhale, you're reaching forward. Reach, reach, reach. How far can you reach? Reach even further. And then take the hand down. Let the head drop. Take an inhale. Hold. Exhale. Soften. And then the arm comes up first. So float your arm off the ground. And then the spine comes up. Strong spine all the way up. Reach even taller. Exhale. Take it forward. Like you were trying to reach for something towards the front of the room. And then take it down. Head drops down. Big inhale. And exhale. Hand floats up first. Inhale. Hand. And then body. This is our last time. How tall can you get? Now you're reaching forward. There's the most amazing person that you're reaching towards. Like you want to just hold on to them. And then you have to give up. Letting your head drop down. Big inhale. Breathe it out. Now you get to roll yourself up one vertebrae at a time. Take your time. Slide your hand along the outside of your right leg. Lift your knee up. Sole of the foot to the ground. Once you're there, take a moment to just have both hands on the knee. Close your eyes. Let your spine adjust from all of that powerful stretching. Nice big breaths. One more inhale. Exhalation. Good. Now working on our straight spine twist. Release your right hand and take it back behind you. You want to take it a foot or more back behind you so that you can lean back into your hand. Left hand is holding onto the knee. So now the key here is to think of the head having to reach back. Okay. If you twist and your head is forward, then your spine will be out of alignment. So the head reaches back, but I don't lift the chin. I'm not arching through the neck. And then exhale, shoulders release down the back and start twisting from your low belly. Good. And you can adjust your hands as you need to. Inhale, the crown of the head reaches diagonally back. Belly draws in. Exhale, a little bit of a twist. Once again, inhale, reach diagonally back. Exhale, twist for 3, 2, and 1. Unwind your twist. Bring yourself to face back forward. And then you're going to take your hand and reach it to the outside of your foot. If it's hard to reach to the outside of the foot with the knee up, you can wing the knee out a little bit, flex the foot, and grab it that way. So then it's a little bit easier to reach. Once you're there, then starting to lift the leg up and finding a straight spine. So now this is going to be a twist. So inhale, you get super tall. Exhale, you start to spiral your ribs towards the windows. Good. Inhale, tall. Exhale, a little bit more twist. Now if you want to make it a little bit more intense of a stretch, you can start to straighten out your right leg. It may get all the way straight or it may barely move, but you're just working in that direction for 3, 2, and 1. Slowly look back forward and bend your knee. And then you're taking your ankle to the outside of your left knee. And if you need to adjust your bottom foot to make it easier, you can. If it's too intense to have it on top of your other knee, you can always take it in front. Or if the bottom leg is too intense, you can extend that leg out. From here, just letting your hands rest on top of your right knee. Sit up tall, big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Final breath where you are. Let your eyes gently open. And then you're taking a little bit of a lean forward. Now, how far forward you go is completely up to you. You're wanting to come to that place where you're feeling a little bit of resistance and breathe into it. You may be able to come a little bit forward if you need to have your hands on the ground to make it less intense or to support you, you can. Or you may be able to fold right over the top of your legs. Here's your time to just play around in your own body of what's going to feel best for you. Everyone's going to be in a slightly different shape depending on how it feels in their body. Big breath in. Letting it go. Another inhale. And exhale. Final breath. Big inhale. Exhalation.
Use your hands to slowly roll yourself up, one vertebrae at a time. All the way up, nice and tall. Once you're tall, just take your hands onto your knee,
hold onto your knee, or let your hands rest. Close your eyes. Three more breaths. One last slow inhale and exhale. Let your eyes gently open. Take your left hand to the outside of your mat, rock into your left hip. Slowly swing your right leg all the way around and back behind you. This is where you get to adjust as you need to. So if you want to take your block underneath your left hip to make yourself up a little bit higher. This is also good if you've ever had any issues with your knees or any surgeries with your knees. Just creates a little bit less strain on the knee joint in the front there. And then you're trying to work your right knee to point down, or at least the hip to try to point down as much as possible. And then hands are in front so that you can draw your belly up and in. So notice I'm not trying to get myself really low down to the ground here. I'm actually wanting to lift a little bit away so that I can open up through the front of that hip flexor. Reach the crown of your head forward towards the front mirror. Draw the belly up and in a little bit more. So it's more of a hollowing through the ribs, a pulling up and in of the belly, a little bit of tuck through the tailbone. Big inhale and exhale. Another breath in. Breathe that out. Now you can start to melt down. So you can let the belly relax a little bit. You can adjust your back leg. If it gets intense, you can just bend your knee and take it off to the side. Otherwise, just walking your hands forward, letting your head drop down, or lowering down to your forearms if that feels accessible to you. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhalation. Two more breaths. You're going to slowly come back to your extended spine position. So on your next inhale, start to work yourself back up onto your hands. And then you're drawing your belly in one more time. So you're lifting up a little bit, draw the belly in, reach the crown of head forward. Big reach. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Make sure your hands can be support. You're going to lift your hips up a little bit. Take your right knee to the floor. Slide your left leg back. And then child's pose or puppy dog pose. So either knees out wide, hips over heels, or just floating your hips over your knees. Letting your head drop down. Letting yourself relax. Take these next two breaths to really expand into your body. We've done some tremendously deep fascial stretching. And so a lot of things are reintegrating, moving around, shifting in your muscles, in your fascia, in your bloodstream. One more breath in. Letting that go.
coming into downward dog. This is going to be our final downward dog of our practice. When you're ready, come up onto your hands and knees. You can move any props out of the way that you may have used. Making sure the hands are shoulder distance apart to protect the wrists, palms really nice and flat. Curl your toes under, push back with your knees bent. Shake out your head, let it release. Start to melt your heels down towards the floor. Then when you're ready, pour your weight into your left leg. Reach your right leg up and back towards the ceiling, floating it up. Let your hip open, really expanding. Holding for 3, 2, and 1. Release that down. Come back down to the knees. We're going to come into Sphinx pose now. So lower down onto your elbows. Then from here, you have two options. You can either walk your hands forward, or you can extend your legs back and drop your knees down. You're trying to get your thighs, your hips, and the low part of your belly on the ground. And then the position for the arms is a 90 degree angle, or even a little bit wider if you need to have your elbows slightly in front of your shoulders. From here, you're gonna let your heart drop down. Shoulders come up by the ears. Let your head drop down. Once you feel like you've really let your shoulders release up and your heart drop down, kind of like you're in a little sling, start to sway your upper body from side to side. Let the shoulders move around, articulate on the back. Let the back of the neck release. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Slowly bring yourself back to center and find stillness for a moment where your heart is really hanging off that hammock of the muscles of the chest. The shoulders are pushing up. Wiggle out your head a little bit more. And then on your next inhale, start to push down into your arms. So the shoulders draw down the back. Pull your heart a little bit forward, and you can even shimmy from side to side a little bit. Just start to find some length out of the low back. Push down even more. Open up through your collarbones. Open up through your throat. Big breath in. And then turn the elbows out, the hands in. Let yourself relax all the way down. One hand on top of the other. Forehead on top of the hands. Release, big inhale, and exhale. Another breath in, breathing it out. Final breath here, letting it go. Shoulder stretch on the right, inhale, lift your head, extend your right arm out to the side. Tuck your left arm underneath your shoulder. Reach your right arm even further out to the side so the rib cage moves a little bit. Then start to roll onto your right side and touch your left toes back behind you. Once you're there, you can let your head rest on the mat. And then you're going to a comfortable place to stretch your shoulder. So everyone's going to be in a little bit different range. If you want to make it deeper, rock more onto your side. If you need to do less, rock a little bit more towards your belly. You can adjust where your hand is, where your arm is. Take one more breath here. Breathing that out. We're going to move to the second side now. Inhale, lift your head. Slowly roll yourself back onto your belly. Extend your left arm out to the side. Tuck your right arm in. And then you're going to reach a little bit more. So you shift the rib cage slightly. Start to roll onto your left side. Touching your right toes back behind you. Let your head relax. Big inhale. And exhale. Make any adjustments. And then see if you can do a little bit deeper of a stretch. Remember, you want it to stretch, not cause pain. I know it can be a fine line between the two. And then when you're ready, inhale, start to lift your head, roll yourself back onto your belly. One more time, let yourself relax. Just take your arms in front of you. Let your head rest on your forearms or your hands. Wiggle out your hips. Wiggle out your shoulders.
big breath in, breathing it out. Last breath in, letting that go. On your next inhale, lifting your head, bring your hands underneath your shoulders, press up to all fours, and then walk your knees forward. We're going to come to seated and then to laying onto your back so you can adjust how you need to so that you're on your mat in the position that you would like to be in. Hold your hands onto your knees, big breath in, exhale, slowly roll yourself all the way down, releasing it through the spine, one vertebrae at a time. Once you have yourself on your back, make sure that your neck feels nice and relaxed. You may want to sway your head from side to side a little bit. Wiggle out your wrists, wiggle out your fingers, broaden your shoulders on the floor. And then toe heel your feet out wider than your hips and let your knees fall in towards one another. This is constructive rest pose, just letting your body soften. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Really focus on your breath now. How can you expand through your whole torso from your throat all the way down to your pelvic floor? Invite your next inhalation to take longer than any breath so far in your practice. Let your exhale release even slower. And now gently toe heel your feet so that they're hip distance apart. And then draw your knees into your chest. Take your hands to your knees and give yourself a little squeeze. You can do little rocks from side to side if you'd like, releasing the low back and the hips. And then coming into happy baby pose. So take the soles of the feet up towards the ceiling, and you can either hold on to your shins, your feet, your big toes. And you want to try to take the knees out a little bit wider than the rib cage. Very good. You can do little rocks from side to side. That'll massage a little bit higher into the back. And then once you've done a few rocks, try to find stillness back in this pose again. And then to go a little bit deeper, think of puffing up your heart towards the ceiling and drawing your upper arm bones down towards the floor. Yeah, good. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Let yourself release. Take your hands off of your feet and shins. Bring your knees back to close. A couple more little rocks, bending into the knees. Now finding your way into your favorite spinal twist. There's so many to choose from. You can do eagle legs where you cross one thigh over the top of the other. You can just have your knees closed. You can extend one leg out to the side. You can extend one leg down on the mat. So take a moment to just play around with what feels good and then let your knees fall off to one direction. See how it feels, maybe off to the right if you don't know which way to go first. You're really honoring your spine now. We did a lot of deep stretching in the low back, really released a lot of fascial tension today. So So just figuring out where in your body do you need a little bit more nourishment? What do you need to give to yourself now? Use your last breath in and out to invite your spine to ring out one last time, a little bit more of a twist. And then slowly draw your belly in to support your low back, bring yourself back to center. Stretch out your legs in whatever way you need to, maybe extending them up towards the ceiling if that feels good. Maybe point and flex your feet a couple of times. Wiggle out your ankles. And then switching to your second side. Whatever position you did with your legs, just switching that position. Taking yourself to the other side, nice and slow, using your belly to support your spine as you twist. Inviting your breath to get a little slower, a little bit more steady. Using the breath to extend the spine and then ring out the spine a little more. It may even just be a millimeter of movement, but if you can feel it, that's enough. Final breath in here. Letting that go. Tighten your low belly into the spine. Slowly bring yourself back to center. And then maybe one last time, extending your legs up towards the ceiling. Give yourself a nice stretch. Point and flex your feet a couple of times. And then you have the next minute and a half to explore any final stretch you need in your body, any final pose. Or if you're ready to go right into Shavasana, you can. Extending your legs out to straight and releasing down. You're being your own teacher here. You're being your own guide for what your body needs. How do you need to open? How do you need to release? You're about halfway through, 45 seconds left to go. Finishing up your final breath in and out. And if you are now transitioning to your relaxation pose, corpse pose, do that gently, softly in the body. Now giving yourself this opportunity to scan through your body. And again, make sure that you feel really comfortable where you are. Support yourself in whatever way is going to feel best for your back, for your hips, for your shoulders, your arms. Invite your toes to relax and release. invite the arches of your feet to soften. Bring your awareness to your calves and your shins. Invite the muscle to get soft and supple, like it wants to melt off of the bone. Relax the tendons and ligaments around the knees, all of the attachments to the knees. Soften your upper thighs, soften the backs of your legs, the insides of your legs, the outsides of your legs. Invite this wave of relaxation that's traveling from your toes up to your hips now to really work into the pelvis, relaxing the outsides of the hips, the tush muscles, relax the front low belly muscles, and even invite all of the muscles that are on the inside of the pelvis that create so much structural support for you, that holds so many emotions for you. Start to let that soften. Invite that relaxation. Ask this wave of relaxation to start to work its way up the spine, up into the belly, up into the ribs, softening between the ribs. Softening to the shoulder blades and all the muscles that connect to the shoulders. Softening up into the chest, the pec muscles, the muscles that attach from the fronts of the arms to the chest. Softening in the collarbones. Let this relaxation work its way down the arms. The upper arm bones get heavy. The elbows release. The forearms soften. The wrists relax. The palms of the hands start to let go. The fingers start to release. Bring your awareness to your neck and your throat. Soften the throat. Soften the back of the neck. Let that wave of relaxation kiss the jaw, the back of the head, the cheeks, the mouth. Relaxing all the muscles that help you smile. Soften the muscles that control the eyes, melting the eyes into the sockets. Relax the temples, the forehead. Even invite relaxation underneath your hair and where that perfect balance point is for your head. Everything releasing, everything relaxing. Melting into the floor. Thank you. so gently, start to bring your awareness back to your breath. Start to feel the arches of your feet, the palms of your hands, the crown of your head. Imagine your breath drawing in through these 5 points, like the points of a star. Start to invite in whatever nourishment it is that you need right now in this very moment. Using your breath to give to yourself. As you draw in what you need, allow that to awaken your hands and your feet, to find motion in the fingers and the toes. And when you feel ready, eventually allowing the arms and legs to move and maybe finding a nice stretch in your body. Once you have found that stretch, let your knees bend and roll yourself off onto one side, trying to keep your eyes closed to honor the space that each one of you has created for yourself today. Gently with your top arm, start to press into the floor and bring yourself back up to seated. Take your time, maybe still keeping your eyes closed if you can, finding a comfortable seat to seal in your practice. You can bring your hands into whatever position will best serve you and honor you in this moment. We're going to take 3 last breaths all together. Release all the air out of your lungs. Big inhale. Let it go. Even bigger breath in. Final breath and pause at the peak of your inhale. Hold for 3, 2, 1. Let it out. Thank you so much for sharing your yoga practice with me for today and allowing me to share my wisdom with you. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Namaste.